Good afternoon. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call. Before we begin, I would like to thank our generous sponsors for today's call. C. Moore and Mindy Liebman, the Schutz for Refua Shalema for Shifra Bat Miriam. Anonymous and the Schutz for Refua Shalema for all who are ill and for those who are well to stay well. Atara Scheinson, in honor of the entire Jewish community coming together at this time, and as a huge thank you to healthcare professionals. Epi Burke, in memory of her father, Harav Aryeh Leib Ben Harav Ben Yamin. Sari Stein Newman and the Stern family of Montreal, Zecher Nishmas, her grandmother, Chanalea Bas Yosef, whose yard site is today. May her neshama have an aliyah. Suzanne and Hans Klein, in honor of their children, and a refuah for those in need. Gail Seif, in memory of Avraham and Esther Seif, Olav Shalom, and Moshe and Lillian Sobel, Olav Shalom. Avraham and Eti Pearl for the yard site of Dr. Eric Teitz, Yehoshua Asher, Ben Yehuda, and the yard site of Esther Pearl, Esther Malka, Bas Avraham Halevi, and for the refuah of those in need. Tobiah and Elise Schwartz, in memory of her father, Dr. Milton Gordon, Mayor Ben Ruben Melech, David and Vivian Lukens, Anonymous, and my parents, Ronnie and Jennifer Herman, and the Schutz for Refuah Shalema for all those in need. Thank you so much for your generosity. If you are interested in sponsoring future Chizuk and Tehillim phone calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site, for someone in need of a refuah, or in honor of somebody, please visit ou.org/call. We've evolved from emailing me. Please visit ou.org/call, as in the phone call like the one we're on right now. That's ou.org/call, C-A-L-L. A daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month, and every penny will go directly to the OU's Emergency National Pesach Food Campaign, and this year so many people need it. Donations for any amount, and I truly ask everyone on the call if you could please give something, even a dollar, to help this crucial cause, can be made directly at ou.org/hunger. That's ou.org/hunger. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Andrew Markowitz, Mora D'Asra of Congregation Shomri Torah in Fair Lawn, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. As we share each day and are so thankful that Baruch Hashem every day more and more callers are joining us at 1 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. Rabbi Markowitz's words of inspiration will be immediately followed by him reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chapter 20, Perek Chaf Zion, Chapter 27, and Perek Kuf Lamed, 130. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Markowitz will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but without pausing in between Pesukim, so that all of us on the call can say the Tehillim with him in unison. I've also asked Rabbi Markowitz to please briefly pause between each paragraph of Tehillim so that we could all turn to the proper page. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow's phone call and the exciting lineup for tonight's episode of OU Live. Bechavod, Rabbi Markowitz.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for arranging this call and for everything you do for the cloud. Yashar Koach to our sponsors and to everyone on this call for joining us in this tremendous opportunity to connect, to daven, and learn together. Especially as we gather together in these troubling and challenging times on Yom Kippur Katan, Erev, Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, the Chodesh of Geula. As I begin, I'm thinking about everyone that is in need of a refuah from this horrible and horrific virus. The Sof Shaar Kol Yisrael. Additionally, to all of our nurses, doctors, and medical professionals who are on the front lines taking care of all those in need. Yerushalmi and Shekalim tells us that the Torah is written using two different types of fire. This Torah was written, Eish Shechora al Gabe Eish Levana, black fire on white fire. Now, what does this mean? What do these two fires represent? From Avram Yitzchak Cohen Cook, chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, who passed away in 1935, who's a tremendous leader in Ohev Yisrael, writes that these two fires represent two modalities of a Jew's expression towards Torah, mitzvos, and our avodat Hashem. In his Sefer Shmuel HaRe'iyah, he describes the following. The Eish Chora, the black fire, represents the actual letters of the Torah, which are the formal performance, the acts that we do, that the Torah precisely wants us to do. The Eish Chora is making the specific bracha, putting on the tefillin, lighting the Shabbos candles, cleaning up for Pesach, and eating the matzah. The Eish Levana, on the other hand, the white fire, is the context, the backdrop of the act, the passion, the intent, the kavana, and it represents going beyond the letter of the law. The white space, the space in between the letters of the Torah, is represented by the Eish Levana. And as we know, as a Jew, both are essential in our service to God. And Rav Kook shares a proof to prove this point. He teaches us the Gemara Menachos, which teaches us the Halachos of Mukaf Gvil, which I want to point out how we have been separated for so many weeks right now and days where we haven't had the privilege of reading from the Sefer Torah. It's important for us to learn a halacha about the writing of a Torah, which is called Mukaf Gvil. The halacha teaches that any letter in the Torah that isn't surrounded by parchment on all four sides is an invalid Torah. So for example, if two letters touch, or if a letter is drawn to the edge of the cloth, and therefore can't be surrounded on all sides by white, by the parchment, the cloth is rendered pusel. This shows us the importance and necessity for the Eish Chora, for the black parchment, for the black ink, Agave Eish Levana, to be surrounded by the white parchment. A Jew needs both. The first word in the entire book of Vayikra, our Parsha, is its namesake, Vayikra. Vayikra, the word Vayikra ends famously with an Aleph Zeira, with a small Aleph. And the Mefarshim wonder, why is it small, and how did it become this way? The most Mefarshim explain that the Aleph is small to showcase and to highlight the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe's Anav, Mikol Adam. However, I want to suggest this afternoon, and all because of everybody here, that we can look at that small Aleph a little bit differently with Rav Kook's idea in mind. If we look at that Aleph and think about it, we don't see a small letter at all. Rather, by writing a smaller Aleph, there is more space for white fire, for the parchment that surrounds it in the Torah scroll. Hashem made the white surrounding the letter Aleph in Vayikra more than the ink on the Aleph itself on purpose. Hashem wanted to show Klal Yisrael for generations that Moshe Rabbeinu obviously knew the letter of the law. He knew what was written in Torah. After all, he wrote it. But more than that, Moshe knew how to step back and experience the white parts of the Torah. He knew how to translate the Torah into a way of living. God's greatest compliment to Moshe Rabbeinu is a small Aleph, giving it a big and vast white space around it. Right now, in these very unique times that we find ourselves in, we are so focused on the Eish Chora, both in where we cannot go and what we cannot do, and most significantly, about the Chora, about the darkness all around us. But let's take a minute and focus on all the white space that is surrounding that Shechora. Think about, and I'm inspired, by all of the chassadim, all the extra family time that we've been able to experience. And I have to say, in my own community, I'm inspired by the uptick in people learning Torah through Zoom and through many and through the OU initiatives. In these brief 2 weeks, I have seen people wanting to help individuals that they've never met before, wanting to reach out to people from young to old, wanting to help and do chesed for the other, for Yenim, and am I inspired by people reaching out beyond the Shechora and reaching out to the white. And I've seen people begin to reprioritize their values in life. It has been a time to reframe and to refocus on the Eish Levana in between the Shechora. And I really believe through the schus of us coming together, davening as one, maybe truly merits to experience refuos and yeshuos for us, our community, Klal Yisrael, and the entire world. I'm now going to continue with the recitation of Tehillim. As we are now in Eitzara, it is our davening is perhaps more important than ever. We're going to begin with Tehillim Kaf. Vamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara Yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'Mitzion Yitzadeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha V'Olasecha Yidash Nesela Yitain Lecha Kil Vavecha V'Chol Asascha Yimalei Neranina Bishuasecha U'Veshem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha Ata Yadati Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho Ya'aneu Bishnei Kocho Bigvuros Yesha Yimino Eile v'rechev, ve'eile v'susim, v'anachnu, v'shem Adonai Eloheinu, naskir. Hema karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu, v'anis odad. Adonai Hoshia, ha'melach ya'anenu, v'yom karenu. Tehillim Kaf Zayin. The David, Adonai, Oriv Yishi, Mimi Ira. Adonai Ma'oz Chayai, Mimi Afchad. Bikrov Alai Mirayim, Lechol Et Sarai, Sarai V'Oivayli, Hema Kashlu V'Nafalu. In Tachana Alai Machane, Lo Yirali Bi. In Takum Alai Nochama, Bezos Ani Boteach. Achat sha'alti me'eis Adonai, osa avakesh. Shifti beveis Adonai, kol yemei chayai, lachazos benoam Adonai, ulevaker beheichalo. Ki yitzpineni besuko biyom ra'ah, yastirenu beseser ohalo, betzur yirum emeni. Vata yarum roshi, al oivai, Sevivosai, ve'ezbecha ve'olalo, zivchei trua. Ashira, ve'zamra l'Adonai. Shema Adonai, koli akra, ve'chaneni, ve'anini. L'cha amar ligi, bakshu fanai. Es panecha Adonai vakesh. Al taser panecha mimeni, al taf af avdecha. Ezrasi hayisa, Al ticheni val tazveni Elohe Yishi. Ki aviv imi azavuni, vadunai asveni. Horeni Adonai darkecha, unicheni beorach mishor, leman shorai. Al titineni benefet sarai, ki kamu vi edi, edi sheker, vifea chamas. Lule hamanti, liros betuva Adonai, beeretz chayim. Kaveh Adonai, Chazak v'yamet libecha, v'kaveh el Adonai. We continue now with Tehillim Kuf Lamed. Shir ha-ma'alot, mimamakim keresicha Adonai, Adonai shim'a bekoli, tiena uznecha kashivos, l'kol tachnunai. Im avonos tishmorya Adonai miya amod. Kimcha asicha lema'an tivare. Ki visi Adonai ki visa nafshi velidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim l'avoker shomerim l'avoker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai kim Adonai achased Varbe imofidus. Vehu yifde es Yisrael. Mikol avonosav. Achenu kol beis Yisrael. Hanesunin betzara uveshivya. ha'omdim bein bayam ulein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotzeim mitzara l'rvacha. Me'afelo li'ora, mishibet l'geula, hashta, bagala, u'izman kariv, v'nomar. Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Markowitz. OU Live continues tonight, as it does every week, Monday through Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Tune in each of these evenings for an hour-long program which provides you a front-row seat to conversations with some of our community's most inspiring and uplifting personalities. Tonight's lineup includes conversations with the OU's very own Rabbi Stephen Weil, Senior Managing Director of the OU, who will be sharing his thoughts on the topic of delivering us how to run the perfect Seder. Also from the OU, Rabbi David Jenkins, Kashrut Rabbinic Coordinator at OU Kosher, who will share perspectives of Kashrut on the front lines, tales from the field. And Sarah First and Ava Hamburger, founders of Kosher Troops, will give their thoughts on taking care of the service members who take care of us. They can all be found at ou.org/OU Live. That's ou.org/OU Live. As we share each day, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova. And may the Rabboni Shalom please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of Divrei Chizuk from Rabbi Tzvi Engel of Congregation Or Torah in Skokie, Illinois. This concludes today's call. Stay strong and hopeful, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.